How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus apply for raging men. It's not an eddy. The show once that rage to see the rage no more like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and asked to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. But you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's Brian Young. I'm here till at least 3. Sometimes we stay later. Depends what my ride feels like doing, really, I think. I could stay till 4, I think, if I wanted. I don't even know if I want to, though. But we'll see what Marie wants to do. She's hanging around the building somewhere, drove me in. And I appreciate all the people helping me out while I don't have a vehicle. Yes, I still have my license. Actually, if you want to hear what happened, it's months ago. I just haven't got a car yet. There's a car I have my eyes set on, and this person needs to buy a new one first before I could get that. It's a Jeep Liberty, which I borrow from time to time, and it's fits me well. It's not the Challenger, but I'm actually more comfortable in it. There's lots and lots of leg room in the Jeep Liberty. I say it's good for tall people. But on my way home from introducing a band one night, and I wasn't drunk, just fell asleep. I was almost home. Fell asleep, hit a friggin' wall. Police came, and I was just sitting on the curb, and I got up, and I was fine, you know, and they were just worried if I was okay. They called me a cab. I'm like, am I in any sort of trouble? And he's like, no, you fell asleep. So, the registry had something else to say about it, but took a driving course for one day. That was fun. Put this on repeat. There we go. Yeah, so I'm having all kinds of little problems you don't want to hear about, but one thing is I've been getting major headaches, and I finally went to my PCP. Doctor, no! I'm not kidding. NGO, but it's pronounced no. I often wonder, whenever I visit her, I wonder, does she know anything about James Bond? Or has she ever seen, read any of the books? Dr. No, big nemesis of James Bond. But she said she thought I might be narcoleptic because of that episode. It really hasn't happened. It happened last week outside of practice. I pulled up to my guitarist Jimmy's house. I'm listening to a song. And right after I finished, like, telling everyone, it's only happened that once. It happened then. I just conked out. So I don't know. They had me do a sleep study from home. I had to perform myself. I don't know what kind of results they're going to get or how that can even tell you narcoleptic. I don't understand it. But her reasoning is because that happened, and she says narcoleptics can have headaches. I say, well, let's rule it out anyways, right? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I looked real quickly, birthdays today. Steve Gorman, drummer of Black Crowes. He's 59 today. I might be missing people because I looked real quick. If you know of a birthday today that you want me to mention, 855-915-9636. It's Kevin Rowland. I'm sure you're going, who the heck is Kevin Rowland? I bet you know this band, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Remember? Come on, Eileen. If I had a live version of Come On, Eileen, I'd probably play it. Their one-hit wonder. And he was the lead singer. 71 today. No, I'm not going to play you that song. We'll play something a little more punky, huh? Well,
What do I have here? Back in the 70s, before Come On Eileen, I guess Dead Taxi's Midnight Runners were kind of a little more punk back then. They had something called Dance Dance. And then I also have a track, Johnny Won't Go to Heaven, The Killjoys, featuring Dexy's Midnight Runners, Kevin Rowland. Happy birthday, Kevin Rowland. I hope Eileen finally came.
On time, right for
go, baby! Thank you. Esta es la mejor mota.
The shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. He understands. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Take my hand, child, come with me. To a castle I will take you. Where what's to be, they say will be. If you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be, and what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is it, what should never be?
Yeah. gonna get into this thing, this BB King number right here.
Oh,
you.
Happy birthday, Black Crowes drummer. What was his name? Steve Gorman. Happy birthday, Steve Gorman of the Black Crowes today. How about some Dickies on Zeppelin, huh? 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
This is a song that we wrote for Led Zeppelin in 1969.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Raven Show. How do you do? I'm Brian. And, yeah, anyone have requests? No guests? No guests. Room for requests. 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm also on Facebook on the A Crash Course for the Ravers page. Chatting with my pal, Janice. You got any requests, Janice? All right, so what have we been doing? What's going on here? Hey! Spread out. So we started it with the Killjoys, featuring Dexy's Midnight Runners, Kevin Rowland, whose birthday it is today. Then his own band, the Midnight Runners. No Dexy. Just Kevin Rowland. With Dance, Stance, the demo version mix, 1979. Then we celebrated Steve Gorman's birthday, fantastic drummer for the Black Crowes. Started that with Black Crowes from their great Amorica album, High Head Blues. Then I got a little carried away. I got into Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes live at the Greek, fantastic album. Wish I was at the Greek for that show a few years back. Probably a couple decades back now, huh? Started that block with not even a Zeppelin song. Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes doing the best Fleetwood Mac song ever. Oh well. Then they went into Zeppelin's Custard Pie, What Is and What Should Never Be, and the Lemon Song. Still had Zepp on the mind, played some Dickies doing Communication Breakdown, probably one of the first punk, real punk songs ever. Way before something called Proto-Punk. Because Proto-Punk wasn't called Proto-Punk when it was Proto-Punk. If you can understand that. Telemore, Communication Breakdown. Another version of it by Telemore. And this, yes, yes, the Mighty Zep. From the BBC Sessions, Communication Breakdown. No, I'm not having a nervous breakdown. But you drive me insane. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You know who else's birthday it is? See if you can guess. I'll see how fast you can guess with a few bars of this, okay? Whose birthday is it today?